JP on 102.5 The Bone.
102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. So with everything going on, storm-wise and all, we'll keep you updated if anything changes. Monica, we're still standard with the Howard Franklin Bridge, still closed
still
that
closed.
Side?
Skyway's still closed in both directions.
And Skyway's both ways, okay. So that's as it is, and as we heard from a lot of people, flooding all over the place and over the berms and all that kind of stuff. So you know the situation. And rain continuing throughout the day, Dave said, maybe tomorrow too?
Yeah, I think he said, and so did Valerie, the next couple of days. But it's supposed to get better as today progresses, so.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Optimistic. Fingers crossed. Over the weekend, there was a very dramatic video of a golfer in the Olympics. You know, golf is in the Olympics, and Scottie Scheffler for one from the U.S. But there was a very dramatic video, a Korean golfer who is really good. He's this young kid, and he is like an up-and-coming guy, Tom Kim. And he fell short of medaling. So he was going into the final
thrown
round.
Out of his country?
No. It was South Korea. But he was tied for sixth, and then he couldn't get there, and he didn't medal. And so they said he was seen crying while signing a scorecard, which is maybe the last scorecard he's going to sign for 21 months because he has to complete 21 months of military service prior to age 35. And now that he didn't medal, that would have been the reason not to have to go in and do the service for South Korea.
If he medaled?
Yep. That would have allowed him, given him like an exemption. But can you imagine the pressure? It's not only the Olympics and you're a young golfer trying to make your career go, but you also have in your head, if I don't do this, I have nothing left that'll keep me from having to do my service.
How old is he?
22.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's South Korea. Are you worried about?
Well, the good thing is he can be done in 21 months and be ready for the next Olympics and, of course, the PGA. He can continue.
Right.
But they had it. Who was the guy? Sungwoo Kim, I think it was, is a guy who was, Sangmoon Bae. I look at the wrong guy. He was a top 20 player in the world. He had to go serve in 2018. He never came back to the same golf form. Like, you can lose it, I guess.
I would wonder why.
He's probably afraid of that.
Yeah, I mean, I would wonder why he would, when you have these athletes that can put your country in the brightest of lights, why you would.
Well, they had that with a singer, too. One of the, was it one of the guys in like
William
one,
Hung?
Of the, one of the K-pop
she
bangs.
Bang, she bang.
Yeah, it was guys in like K-pop bands or something. They were like, nope.
Was it BTS?
I think it might have been someone in BTS had that problem. Anyway, they have exemptions for certain people, but then at some point they're like, sorry, listen, us against North Korea is bigger than anything anybody's doing in this country. It's for us. So you got to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's what they do.
I guess.
And it's, you know, it's pretty serious. So he would want to have gotten his exemption, but didn't. So the theory was that he was in the tent and was pretty sad because at 22, he's on a rocket ship to fame and fortune. And now he's got to take the break and, you know, he's got to hope on the way back that when he comes back in 21 months that he's good.
You big dummy.
Well, he didn't medal.
That's what you get for losing. But he wasn't even close.
That is some pressure,
man. It's not like he lost by a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
He came in sixth?
Yeah. Well, he was tied for sixth going into the last day. I don't know where he ended up, but yeah, it was something like that. I think he did end up sixth, though. Then the other story that came in was actually about a victory. And this woman, Brett, this is the Dutch runner who... I saw this race when it happened, and the U.S. was in the lead in the 4x400 relay race, right? So it's the women's race, and it's the handing off the baton thing. And the final leg is being run, and the U.S. is in the lead, and probably a second behind her is second place, and another second is third. And then in fourth place, this Dutch woman, she's right on the tail of third place, and they're coming around the final corner. And this 19-year-old girl who is lanky, I mean, she's tall. Like, I don't expect her to be that fast. She just motored past the third place person, the second place person, and ended up winning it by the end. I mean, the announcers did not expect her to do it. It was a like kind of like stunning win. And then NBC, of course, talks to the winners afterwards. And 19-year-old Femke Bol was on NBC. And this would be an Olympic highlight you cannot duplicate. Listen to this.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do. Indoors, how was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were
all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how big she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing. When you put,
how does that even happen? I don't know. She's got that voice, and everyone's like, "Yeah, I can't believe she's doing Mickey Mouse." They thought she was like maybe trolling everybody, but no.
That's Do you think that at some point, once she went through puberty and that was still her voice, that her doctor, that her parents took her to doctors to find out if something was wrong?
Is there a way to fix this?
You know.
Well, I hope not, because then it'll make her feel like embarrassed by it. Maybe she just. If she doesn't have any embarrassment with it, then there's no need to, you know what I mean?
Well, like, I don't see why she would be embarrassed by it. She's got to realize, though, she's going to surprise every single person she talks to for the first time.
So she knows, and I mean, maybe that's...
On the other end of the
spectrum.
Well,
she's very proud to talk here. She's not shy.
Right.
So I guess she's over.
How did you feel, Roger, and your ridiculously deep voice? You know what I mean? Did they take you to figure it out what was wrong, or did anybody ever, I don't want to say mock you, but like, was it ever brought up?
Yeah, I mean, I would get mocked all the time, but it was very embarrassing right before it got deep. It was cracking all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
I was doing the Peter Brady thing. I mean, it was so embarrassing speaking out in class when it would happen. It seemed like it happened to nobody else. It happened to me a lot.
I feel bad for guys because it does happen. Yeah, I don't know why. But
yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
But then when you were done going, then you were alive. Yeah. You were a super low voice.
Right. Right.
So was that embarrassing because everybody else had higher voices than
when
you?
When I would talk, people were like, oh, yeah? What do you mean by that? I'm like, oh, come on.
And it's not your fault. Exactly.
It's just my voice. What am I going to do?
I'll never forget this. I met a kid. I was online for the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster at MGM Studios or whatever the hell they call it now. There was a kid that was working for Disney, like he was working on the line, and I asked him a question, and this kid answered me and stopped me in my tracks. He made you sound like a soprano.
That good.
Oh,
and that
wow.
kid could not have been older than 20 years old.
Yeah.
I said, what was that? And I made him speak again. I'm like, dude, you have to do something with that voice. He's like, you think so? I'm like, yeah. I think so. Something with it. Because, my God, if these people at Disney and your bosses, like, know your voice, and they don't say, hey, why don't you go talk to this guy?
Yeah, right.
Right? Somebody at Pixar or something. Like, because your voice can easily be used either as, like, some villain or some superhero. It was crazy. It was just crazy, deep, smooth voice.
Yeah, that's what Ed Weigel was like when
surprised
he was young, too.
Surprised the hell out of it. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, he was this unassuming kid. He wasn't like some big, like some kid the size of Hoppy, you know, or...
Right, we're like...
Is there any part of envy when you hear like, I wish I had that voice or not? You were just more in awe.
No, I was just... It just took me by surprise. Sure. Like, really stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah, Weigel, the voice of USF and the Lightning, you'll hear his voice now, but he's a mature man now. You expect that.
You're cordially invited to bite my ass.
He's had that voice since he was very young. He was on the radio at 15. Like, he's had that forever. And his voice is just like, you know, that's the voice of God.
It was made for the radio.
Right.
You lucky bastard.
For imaging, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Well, the girl, the Dutch girl, has the opposite voice. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
She has the Mickey Mouse voice, and everybody, she became just like a meme, and she went viral, and they thought she was faking it, but no, that's her real voice, and she's a great runner, so fast, and won it for Dutchland.
Let's not
Dutchland.
Well, I know. It's not Deutschland. But,
right.
Yeah. Where the Dutch live.
Where the Dutch live.
The Dutch noodle people.
It actually reminds me of, do you remember years ago we had that piece of audio and there was a guy, they were closing a library?
Oh, that's about the same. I feel like that's about the same key.
There was like a guy, there was somebody on the news and they were closing some library.
He was mad.
And this grown ass man, they're interviewing him and you know they only interviewed him. They stuck with him. Because they knew that people back in the truck were hysterical laughing. Brett, do we have that?
We do.
Listen to this guy.
Well, I grew up here.
I live here, and I just play football here. And I just don't, I can't believe anybody's going to close this damn thing down. And I'm a carpenter, and I couldn't,
It's got you that upset.
Oh, yeah? What are you kidding? It's, like, stupid. Why would hell, why would they shut down this library?
Did you grow up with this library?
Definitely. I grew up on Decatur Street.
So you've been here, coming here your whole life?
Basically, yeah.
Everybody's voice goes higher. His voice was poor lower guy. When he wasn't, like, hysterical. Mm.
All tense and hysterical?
Yeah. If you think that they didn't stick with that guy for that one single reason, you're right. Crazy.
Ask all the questions. Keep them rolling.
Yeah. Gold. Like that reporter in his earpiece, like, we have gold.
Right. The dumb library story.
Oh, it was amazing.
A...
I mean, oh, it was no. Such a strong race.
I grew up here.
All running so fast. Here. Multiple running in the
50,
so I knew I had to go out fast.
I just
played
football.
So I wanted to be in front of him.
I just don't.
I could hear how fast he was running. So I was like, this is going to keep going. And the crowd is so amazing. When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do.
And if you threw in the guy that called that basketball game, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What the
hell was that?
Oh, the hysterical guy?
Right, yeah.
Hot Rod Williams.
Hot Rod Williams.
That was a great one. You have that too? Oh, you're good.
McIntosh on the drive to the corner. Out. Three Williams. Yeah! An unbelievable shot by Hot Rod Williams. He drills a three from the right wing. And Marist has the lead with 2.4 left.
Oh, my God.
And he throwing Chris King from the New York Islanders right. Radio broadcast for like 20 years.
Oh, Nelly!
Yeah. Must have been the same guy.
Amazing. Right.
I can dig the basketball guys though. I mean, that's exciting stuff. Like he's
that was good, wasn't
he's
it?
A homer. He's into it. That's what he's. That's actually his job. They want him to get that excited when he's calling a game, right? Yep.
College hoops. That was so exciting.
Yes,
and not a big basketball school. So.
I feel bad because like Roger, that guy that does the Islander game, and Roger, you guys went to school together, right?
Not school, but I see him all the time now.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. It's like I
used to play pool with his dad.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I only hear the highlights because I don't listen to the Islanders on the radio. Mm. So I only hear the highlights that you guys have already decided. By the time I walk in that studio, Trent's already got it queued up.
Yeah.
Because
right point, Shattenkirk, the blast, blocked out high. Islanders might have a 2-on-1 here. Lee to the left circle. He's with Everly down the middle. Feeds him, shoots. He scores! Jordan Everly has won it in double overtime on a great feed from the captain. The Islanders win it 2-1. They stayed off elimination, and there will be a game 6 on Thursday night. Yeah.
And then they'll go out in the first round like they always do.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, he's a very good hockey radio play-by-play guy. He's great at describing the action, knowing he resets you all the time. Like, you can picture it when you're driving.
So,
but you hear, you're right, those high-pitched highlights.
They deal with this to get because of that.
They don't deal with it. That's exciting.
It's very exciting. They listen to everything he just said.
It's great.
Off elimination. Like that's got to be that excited. There's way to. I would not want the play-by-play person to not be that excited. I don't need you to be.
It's not so much the excitement. It's the screeching voice.
That's how excitement. What do you when you get excited? Do you go? Does your voice go lower?
But I guarantee you, I don't think there's a John Sterling would be doing a baseball game and he'd be doing the World Series and all the other stuff. And
his voice
his voice doesn't go up 10 octaves.
It goes up.
Wow.
That's true. That's true.
Yankees win.
I think you can. There's plenty of guys who call games whose voice doesn't go up. And they get excited, but the voice just doesn't go up that high like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, it's very exciting when things do happen. Hooligans. Susan. I miss that guy.
Goodness gracious.
I miss him already. There was a guy who was a
classic baseball.
Brett played a clip the other day, and the guy's name is Ricky Ricardo.
I call baseball games.
Yes.
Lucy lets me out. I love the baseball. We call Mickey Mantle and so many great players.
He's been doing the Spanish language Yankees broadcast for years. And now I guess they're giving him a crack to be the the main guy, right, Brett? You said
they're kind of rotating between like three guys, and he's one of them.
He's solid, though.
Right.
On the English language, he's
but
like,
man, he played a clip the other day. Right, I'm like, if I've ever heard John Sterling being blatantly ripped off,
yeah,
I've heard it now.
It was a Jazz Chisholm home run, and it sounded like this.
He's 1-for-8 with 5 strikeouts. Strom's pitch is swung on, hit deep to right. Back goes Castellanos at the wall. Oh, baby, another one. Adios, amigos. Smooth Jazz does it again. His fourth home run of the series. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is a Bronx bomber from the Bahamas, and he puts the Yankees on top. 5-4 Smooth Jazz does it again.
Exactly.
Well, when you walk into a city, this is where your wildest dreams that you
right. But like, don't try too hard. But like, I get it. Like, have the enthusiasm, but just let it come naturally. Let's
but whatchamacallit, John.
John Sterling.
John Sterling was he would always do the bring back. So
right.
He would say
just
the guy.
Like
he would say the like the nickname that he gave that guy, and then he'd bring it back at the end often.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you knew who he was talking about for sure.
Right.
Always. I was like resetting
it.
It
was like, right. It was just straight. It was just like, okay.
That guy's a Hall of Famer, so however he did it is fine. But yeah, this guy, he's picking on him a little bit. He's like,
I don't know if he's picking on him. I think he's robbing him blind.
Yeah, I feel like he's trying too hard. Let's wait some time go by. You know what I mean? And maybe when it happens naturally.
For the record, if anybody else, if a white guy was doing that game and he yelled, adios, amigos, they'd be like, you're out.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're out.
Very exciting.
I know.
By the way, I found out Jazz Chisholm's real name the other day. Jazzrardo Prince Hermes Arrington Chisholm Jr.
My God.
How's that for a name?
Jazzrardo?
It was,
can you imagine if they put that whole thing on his
Jazz
jersey?
Rondo.
It just went in a complete circle. went a complete circle.
Like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. Like never ends.
Jazz it is.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Jazzwardo Suave. It's like that. Wow. Jazz is a good name. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is.
Never heard of it before.
Now let's let the smooth jazz go. We can come up with something better than that.
I think he's going to hammer the crap out of that. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone.
Really quick, I know we have to go, but...
tell us.
Closed due to flooding, a new section, Hillsborough Avenue westbound only, between Himes and Del Mabry, shut down. So it's kind of busy, especially this time of day. So just find a different route.
Isn't that cool? You speak, and now all sorts of cars are going, and making lefts and rights and going other ways.
Like so that other guy,
helping them avoid it. Yeah, it's good. Be careful out there if you have to go out. Roger JP on the Bone Real Raw Radio. Be right back.